It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, yes, it is. Hello. Are we pumped up for a Friday to talk movies, Mr. Lee?
Certainly this week, JT. I cannot believe it's Friday again.
No. Mr. Lee, I pumped you up and you just come on and go, yes, JT, I'm here to talk movies.
I'm so excited, JT, and it's so fun to be here. How's that sound?
My God, that was worse. You know what? Don't do anything. How are you, Mr. Lee? Yeah. I want to congratulate you for coming to rehearsals, but I do want to say you got here too early today. You've been here since 8 o'clock. And
I have.
Yeah, it's way too early. I wasn't even here.
I'm so sorry.
I was in bed at 8 o'clock.
And I was waiting, and I'm going, okay, well, I'll just sit here, have a coffee, then the second cup of coffee, then the third cup of coffee.
I mean,
so...
I'm committed, Mr. Lee. I'm committed, but not that committed. But anyway, good to see you. How was your Easter? Did you have a good time? Was Easter Bunny good to you?
He actually found me, and would you believe, I don't really like Easter egg chocolate, but I've actually been hoeing into them. I've got this crunchy rabbit Easter egg, and it is absolutely beautiful. I hoed that down in 2 days. It was massive. It was really good.
2 days.
Yeah. Is that good?
That's pretty good, Miss Lee. I'd do it in one.
Okay. How'd you go? Did the Easter Bunny find you?
Yeah, I got a couple of things, which was nice, you know. Yeah. I buy my own stuff. Just how right. Half-price Easter eggs, you know how it is.
Hey, yes, you get what you like.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And then it becomes some bunny that you used to know. Okay, and school holidays, Mr. Lee, the last week. Yeah, there's a few days next week, you know, with pupil-free days and whatnot, but the kiddies have been enjoying going and seeing some of these big movies out at the moment. You know, there's Minecraft, Dogman, and Sinners. No, like joking. You know, there's Disney, Snow White. There's some great movies out at the moment. Jeez, take your pick. You can go back for a few days.
Absolutely. You could, and it has. It's been a great school holidays. The kids have been great. I have to say that we've been very fortunate because in Tamworth, we haven't had any issues with that whole Minecraft thing happening in cinemas that we don't want to talk about
Chicken
or bring to attention.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We won't bring that up.
No,
so
we
have been very lucky.
And you know why, Mr. Lee?
So,
you know why you've been...
Yes.
This is the reason why nobody messes with you. Thanks, the Talkaflix podcast.
Yes, and they're too scared you're going to jump out with the taser.
I'm not doing it. I'm going to put you in front of them. And, of course, today, Mr. Lee, we should mention as well, it is Anzac Day. So we pay our respects to the fallen and our diggers, both Australia and New Zealand, our Anzacs. So a very special day, and I hope that... yeah, you've been able to commemorate in your special way today. And Mr. Lee, maybe even a bit of two-up at the pub this afternoon. You and I may be going there after this.
We may be.
We shouldn't talk about that. It's illegal in some places.
No.
Okay, let's take a look. Let's get down to the show. Let's have a look at what's happening today. A couple of big releases coming up. We'll talk about those. That's hitting the big screen. You're sending me around somewhere around the world in their top fives. It's somewhere new, isn't it? We haven't done this place.
It is, yeah. And I'm so excited because I want you to put the accent on as well.
Oh, okay. I'm looking forward to this. Hopefully I know what the accent is. We've got some movie news as well on Marvel and another horror movie. So it's all happening. Let's get things underway. This is Talking Flicks and we always start it with...
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
First one we're talking about that opened yesterday is Until Dawn. Now, this is a new horror, and it is actually a survival horror movie. It's directed by David F. Sternberg, and he's known for Lights Out and Annabelle Creation. You watched Annabelle, didn't you?
That was one of the creepiest movies I've ever seen. Oh, yeah.
Is that the one where the girl was on the floor and she's been dragged around by her hair?
Yeah.
Is that Annabelle?
Yeah,
is that one of
Yeah, there's some creepy scene. You know what? It takes a lot for a horror film to creep me out, but Annabelle certainly does. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I saw that part from the bio box and that freaked me out. I just went, that's enough. I can't watch anymore after I saw that. So, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so we're talking about Until Dawn. Let's take a listen to the trailer.
I'm looking for my sister. Does she look familiar to you?
She's gone missing.
I didn't say that. Do a lot of people go missing around here?
Up the road, that's where people get into trouble.
Looks like we're the first people here in years.
Looks like it, too.
Weird. That's my sister's signature.
Guys, check it out.
What happened to these people?
Where's my car?
Where's Megan?
What just happened? We all got being murdered. And now we're here again.
So the night is just going to repeat itself.
I don't remember that happening last time.
Every night, something new is trying to kill us.
What is that?
How many more deaths do you have in you?
Nobody's made it past 13 nights.
If we want to survive, we have to make it until dawn.
Yeah, the masked killer in Until Dawn, Mr. Lee, very creepy. Lots of jump scares, I think, in this one.
Yeah. Look, this one stars Ella Rubin, Ji Young Oo, and Peter Stormare, who reprises his role from the game. So is this from an actual video game, this movie?
I haven't played it.
It sounds like it. No, yeah. I haven't either. It's like, Anyway, there. Yeah. I will make note, it is MA, and there is strong blood and gore. So be prepared. Now, this one I've been waiting for 8 years, 9 years? this one is The Accountant 2. It's an action crime drama, and it's got Ben Affleck back in it. J.K. Simmons is back. Basically, the whole major cast return for this sequel, except for Anna Kendrick, which I'm surprised because she likes these sort of movies. So, but I think she might have been busy doing another movie, so it might have been too hard for her to do two movies at once. So,
what a shame. Not good. But it does sound good, Mr. Lee. Should we listen to it?
Let's do it.
Good morning, Dreamboat. Could we discuss business now?
Go.
Do you like puzzles, Mr. Wolf? Ray King has been murdered. I need your help to finish the job he started.
How does this all connect?
Most brains see a pattern that's familiar. My brain doesn't work that way.
Barson?
It's me,
your brother. Can you be in California in 24 hours?
I was just calling. How have you been? Merry Christmas. Happy birthday.
But it's not your birthday. Birthday is November 11th.
Unbelievable.
Was your brother up to speed on the case?
So it's been a minute.
Braxton, thank you for coming. I'm really glad you're here.
Did I just say that?
Yeah.
Are you happy, Braxton?
Why wouldn't I be happy?
You're transient.
You have no significant other. You're...
Do what I want when I want it. Have gun, will travel.
I mean, yeah.
I think we gotta go get drunk.
That's my big brother up there!
Dancing here in cowboy country, we don't mess with another man's girl.
You're from Glendale, Gerald.
It's okay. My brother wasn't having a good time tonight, but now he will.
Is there anything in this world better than punching somebody in the face who's got it coming?
No. Yes. Shut the front door. You.
Hey.
What are you doing?
I'm applying sunscreen. More than twice as likely to develop melanoma as adults.
Can I get a little bit of this?
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
Nice. Yeah, it's been a long time between drinks, Mr. Lee, but your accountant is finally back. And there's a really good scene, I think, where Ben Affleck's in like, it's like this Boise speed dating type scene. And yeah, she's like, oh, I really like accountants. Very little does she know
probably
that he's
not this type
with a sniper in his cupboard. Yeah.
Correct. Now, I will let you know, wife and I, we did watch The First Accountant the other day because we're looking forward to watching this one. So I just thought, you know what? I'll just refresh my mind on the first one because it has been a few years since I saw it. And it didn't disappoint at all. And I'm going, this sequel's going to be awesome. It's going to be epic. So looking forward to that. So can't wait.
Yeah. Is your wife, Wen, she a bit of a Ben Affleck fan, you know? What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think she is.
Is that her hall pass?
I think it may be, yes. Hopefully she's not listening, but probably I would say yes.
That's okay. You have yours, I'm sure. We'll save that for another podcast. Yeah, yours was some old lady, wasn't it?
Some
80-year-old lady or something.
But anyway.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. No, yeah. She's not. She's no, but in the heyday, she was, yeah. But anyway, moving on.
Okay, Miss Lee, compose yourself. Compose yourself. We're professionals. Yeah, movie screening this week at the Forum 6, Snowdy and 5.
Yeah, we've got The Amateur, The Correspondent, Death of the Unicorn, The Chosen Last Supper, Part 1, Disney Snow White, Dog Man, Drop, The Kings of Kings, Sinners, a Minecraft movie, and a Working Man. Check your local cinema's website for session times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard.
Top 5. All right, here we go. Where's he sent? Where's he sent?
Right,
packing my bags already.
Yeah, and I hope you can do this accent because I think it'd be really funny if you can. You're off to Switzerland.
Oh, Switzerland. Oh.
Switzerland. Yes, you know, Hans.
I'm seeing the guy off, is it Frozen? You know, is it in Frozen? Yes. You know, yeah.
Yeah, yes. His name's Hans.
Yeah, Hans. I love his accent. I reckon it's so good. It's a Swiss.
I do too.
A nice place. Swiss chocolate. Love a good Swiss chocolate. And they do a whole bunch of other things too, but that's what I remember. And their watches, and they're good for a lot of things. And also, they've got good taste in movies because this is the top five for Switzerland. Number five is Moana 2. Number four is Mufasa, the Lion King. Number three is a complete unknown, Chalamet. Number two is Disney's Snow White. And number one for Switzerland is The Amateur.
Okay, we're off to the USA. Number five is Warfare. Number four is The Amateur. Number three is The King of Kings. Number two is a Minecraft movie. And number one for the USA, Sinners. It's taken first place.
You know what? Not often do you see a horror movie go to number one.
No.
That'd be the first one this year,
in
surely.
In the first week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, we did have Danny on earlier this week. It's the Wednesday's Talking Flicks. To go back and have a listen to that and his take on the movie. But he gave it a 4 out of 5. He raved about it. Said, you know, for a vampire movie, they ticked all the right boxes. It has all the makings of a fantastic film, so no surprises there. And Mr. Lee, I didn't go there on Wednesday. I'm going to say it now. Could we be talking some Oscars? Like, could there be a bit of, you know, Oscar buzz about this one later on this year?
Yeah, it would be very interesting if it did because, as we know, horrors don't generally get into the Oscars, but it would be great because it's 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it would be good to see.
Let's break some rules. All right, let's do a top five for Oz, and let's see whether or not Sinners is our number one movie. Number five is Warfare. Number four is The Amateur. Number three for Australia is Dog Man. Number two is Sinners. So number one can only be, it's a Minecraft movie. There you go. That is the number one movie in Oz.
School holidays.
Definitely. Yes. Yeah. And let's talk about the box office with Sinners v. Minecraft in the States. It has made number one, but, geez, it was a bit of a surprise Easter victory, wasn't it, for Sinners?
It certainly was, because they weren't expecting it. It actually has taken over $700 million at the box office globally. Mm. And for Sinners to be doing that sort of money in the first weekend, that's huge news. Because, as we know, Minecraft movie has been massive worldwide. And for a horror movie in its first week to actually do that, that's exciting news. So very happy for Sinners. And I think for Michael B. Jordan as well as Ryan Coogler, because good on him.
Hayley Steinfeld as well. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Now, Miss Lee, you're not going to like this word, Oscars. I know. You know, you hurt every time you hear that word. You just cringe.
Yes, I do.
I know I've seen you tear up before, but you're slowly getting over it with a bit of therapy. Now, Oscar voters, what situation here? They can no longer vote in a category unless they've seen all the nominees.
Yeah, look, this is really interesting because they've not actually had any major review of anything of how they voted. And there's a lot. There's thousands of people that vote. So it's not just, you know, 100 people. There's a lot. So in 97 years, they've not actually implemented anything like this. Now, it's called the Diane Warren Rule because she's actually a songwriter who has received 16 Best Original Song Oscar nominations from her peers, but she's never won. And so one of the things they're looking at now is saying, right, if you vote, you must watch all movies in that category. You can't just say, oh, that's my favorite movie and not watch anything else. And so I think that's a great thing to do, because how can you judge something when you've only watched two movies and, you know, you haven't actually watched the other three or four, you know? Like, not fair.
No, it definitely isn't. Now, I'm seeing two things that, to me, don't go together. Ryan Gosling and Star Wars, what the?
Yeah, look, this is the first time in Star Wars history they've actually cast a major movie star to the role. In the past, you know, when we've had Princess Leia, what was her name? Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamlin, or they were unknowns. And even Harrison Ford, he was an unknown back then. And all through the whole Star Wars journey, never ever. So this is the first time Ryan Gosling, a major movie star, he'll be in the next Star Wars movie, which will be out on May 28 in 2027. And it's called Star Wars Starfighter.
Do we know what his role is? Do we have any information about his role?
No, we don't, but I'm having a funny feeling that he's going to be flying a starfighter.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what it would be.
If you had told, if you had told me 2027 we'd be seeing Ryan Gosling in a Star Wars film, I'd tell you you're dreaming. But yeah, but he can do it though. He is very good. Can. He's been in some great films. It doesn't matter what kind of film you put Ryan Gosling in, he's going to do a good job. So I'm not going to rule him out yet. Yeah. Just like when I first heard that Disney was doing Star Wars, and I said no bloody way. And they did a really good job. So yeah, credit's
due. Yeah, they've done a great job in it. And I think they're making a lot of money in Disneyland as well from it too, because I must say when I was there in Tokyo last year, it was the best Star Wars that I've seen for a while. So, yeah.
They're doing good things. Let's go around the screens, Mr. Lee, and find out what's happening. Let's start with the Odeon 5 in Orange. What's happening in their neck of the woods?
Yeah, well, talking about Star Wars, they've got this weekend the Revenge of the Sith, which is the 20th anniversary happening. As well, on Sunday, they've got the Oscar-winning animated movie, Flow, for international animated movie, that is. That's happening. And also in Wagga, Tamworth and Orange, we've got on May 4, our First Met Opera for the 2024-25 season of Tosca. And on May 9 in Tamworth, we've got A Journey Between the Fires with a Q&A with the filmmakers. And this is the Troy Cassadaly doco about him making this soundtrack and album, I should say, not soundtrack, album. And he goes back to his mum's house to actually do the whole thing and make the documentary in his mum's house, which we were very lucky enough to actually play it during country music. And now they're actually releasing it Australia-wide, so very exciting to have that on May 9th. Tickets are on sale for it right now.
That's really good if you're a Troy Cassidy fan. Now, opening up next week, Thunderbolts of Lightning, very, very frightening, Galileo, Galileo. You'd know about that, Mr. Lee, wouldn't you? That was your time.
Yes, I do.
You probably had the old LP on a broken record player. Now, let's talk about the Thunderbolts movie. Is this going to be as popular as everyone's making out to be? Because everyone's talking about it.
Yeah. You know what? Guardians of the Galaxy, they were great, you know, because they were misfits. They were all put together and they had great one-liners. They all played well. And I actually think this is going to be one of those movies as well, because it is all about misfits all being put together. They don't give a hoot about, you know, anything other than, you know, themselves. I actually think it's going to go well. And as long as the director, Jake Schneider, has actually done the right thing and put a few comedy things in it, I reckon it's going to go off quite well. And this is going to end phase 5 of the MCU universe. The MC universe, not the MCU universe, because it's been saying universe twice. So it'll be interesting to see. It stars David Harbour, Sebastian Stan, Wyatt Russell, and Florence Pugh.
Well, there you go. That is Thunderbolts. That's out next week, so we'll have more on that. Talk about that next Friday. But your cup of tea, more so, Mr. Lee, was the Penguin Lessons, which I don't get it, but anyway, Steve Coogan, I'm guessing you're obviously a Steve Coogan fan. That must be what the reason is.
I am.
Behind you wanting
I am.
To
he,
ditch Thunderbolts.
He's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a great actor. I really like it. Look, this is all about an Englishman who actually has personal and political awakening after he adopts a penguin, and he takes it to his classroom and people become friends with it. And, yeah, it just looks like a really good movie. It also stars Jonathan Pryce, but we'll talk more about that next week in the podcast.
Yes, we will. Speaking of next week, our next Talk and Flickstar is Aaron, and well, we're sending him off to see The Accountant too this weekend, and he'll be talking about it with us on Wednesday. It'd be interesting to see what score this one gets, how many Chock Tops we're handing out next week.
Yeah, I hope he's seen the first one to refresh his memory, and then, it'll be good to see what his thoughts are, and that's on Wednesday at midday when it drops.
All right, Mr. Lee, let's try and give away some free movie tickets.
Yeah, let's do it.
The quickest way to win free movies for a month. It's time to play Fast Flicks.
Yeah, now how you do this, you go to forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, fill out the form, and you get to come on and take on our quizmaster, Mr. Lee, for the chance to win a month's worth of movies on Mr. Lee.
That's another word.
Sorry, I'm just going to put your mic back on.
Oh,
sorry. Oops.
Thanks so much. You just cut me out.
That was the best part of the podcast. Okay. Can we do that again? Okay, let's get to our challenger that we'll be taking on Mr. Lee today. It is the wonderful Marty. G'day, Marty.
Hey, how you going?
Wonderful. Welcome on board Talking Flicks, and welcome to Fast Flicks, the challenge. Now, how's your trivia? Do you dig your movies? How do you do?
I do, yeah. I do like my movies.
Oh, this is a good start, Mr. Lee. This is,
it's a good start. I like this.
I know every week I say it's going to be this week, but I have a feeling this is the week.
No pressure, Marty.
No pressure at all. Well, we'll explain it to you how it works. So Mr. Lee has 5 questions. We have 30 seconds on the clock. Get all 5 questions right in 30 seconds. You win a month's worth of movies. How good would that be, right? Have you got some movies
Amazing.
Picked out you go and see?
Look, we just saw Minecraft last week, but my kids really want to go see the new Lilo and Stitch movie.
Yeah.
That was good.
Great. Well, let's try and get you those passes. And now, of course, if there is a question that you're unsure of, you can pass me, can come back to it, okay?
Okay.
Now, Marty, we've got 4 categories, and we're going to lock one of these in. So the 4 categories are horror, comedy, romance, or sci-fi. What would you like to lock in?
I'll go comedy. I feel like I want to go horror, but I think I'll know more about comedy.
Oh, awesome.
Locked in. And how good is this, Marty? You get to, we've got 4 open this week, which is great. We're starting fresh again.
Amazing.
So, yeah, so you get pick of the crop. So, all right, so we are locked in to play comedy questions.
Mm-hmm.
Your 30 seconds will start after Grant asks the first question. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go. Question one. Which comedian played the character Ace Ventura in the movie Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
Jim Carrey.
Question two. What is the name of the fictional news team in Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy?
Oh, pass.
Question three. What comedy film is known for the quote, "We're not here to hurt you, we're here to help you"?
Oh, God, pass on that one as well.
Question four. Who played Mrs. Doubtfire in the 1993 movie?
Robin Williams.
Question five. What actor did the voice of Donkey in Shrek?
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, okay, now.
Question, oh, no.
Yeah, that's it. Gone. Gone. But
all over.
Yeah, all over, Red Rover. Mr. Lee, how did we go? Do you want to run us through the results?
Yeah, look, we got three out of the five questions, so you did really well. Of course, Jim Carrey, Robin Williams and Eddie Murphy. But question two was the Anchorman question. It was Channel 4 news team. And We're not here to hurt you, we're here to help you, was Ghostbusters.
Mm. Oh, gosh, I should know that one.
But
I love Ghostbusters.
Great movie, yeah, isn't it? But the good part is, Marty, I mean, I think you're the first person to get through five questions. So Well done on that. Yeah, we've struggled to get to the five. So, no, well done. Thanks heaps for playing, Marty, and we'll try and get you back on again soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, Mr. Lee. Marty, shout a good crack. But again, we're still keeping these tickets, and our Wall of Fame's collecting dust. So... Can you just make the questions easier, please? I want to give this away.
Oh, look, I'm trying. And I thought they were easy, but obviously, maybe in the next few weeks, let's see what we can do.
Yeah, all right. Well, if you want to come on and take part in Talking Flicks, forum6.com.au or odn5.com.au, register, and you could be joining us to try and win yourself a month's worth of free movies. Mr. Lee, that was our... music. Would you like to end the show now? What do you reckon? We probably should, shouldn't we?
If you started the music.
I started it and stopped it, but we'll start from the top. Well, that's it. That's how we're done. That's it.
Yes.
And how is it that, again, every single... We seem to run into another public holiday. You and I have done nearly every public holiday together. And to be entirely honest, I've had enough. This is getting ridiculous.
It is. But at least we don't have to rush back to work. We can go and play two up now.
We're just inseparable, have a Mr. bit of a... Inseparable.
We are, yeah. It's a shame that our wives don't join us, but anyway, they can drive us home.
Yep, that's exactly right. Well, good luck, Mr. Lee, at the pub. I intend to kick your ass. So if you intend to go to the Forum 6 today... that won't be happening. What are your hours over the weekend, by the way, Mr. Lee, for the Forum 6 Tamworth? What's the...
We're all opening from about midday today. So as this has dropped, we're now just opened. And then normal hours over the whole weekend, which is really good.
Brilliant. All right, Mr. Lee, well, you have a lovely weekend, whatever you might be up to. What are you up to? Doing anything special or, is this just a waste of our time? No.
I want to go see Accountant 2, so that's what my job will be for the whole weekend. I did the lawns last week, so I don't have to worry about that. So they're aren't all you looking a good, boy? Good. I am. Yeah, they're not growing as quickly now. As
no, it's slowing down. Yeah, definitely getting cooler. Mm. Haven't had to scrape the ice off the car with the credit card yet, so that's good, isn't it?
That's good. It is.
Those days are coming.
Up to anything exciting?
No, just, I don't know. No, not much really happening. Yeah. Jeez, we're boring, aren't we? We should just scrap this part of the podcast. You have a nice week, Mr. Lee, and I'll catch you on Wednesday. Be good.
I will catch you actually, then, and I will be there for rehearsal on Wednesday because I know I wasn't there last Wednesday. This Wednesday, I guarantee I'll be there for rehearsals.
You're getting better, but you're going to be very, very pissed off when I win two up, so you may not come. It may be JT solo next week. We'll see how we go.
Maybe. Yeah, it will be. Because I'll be too broke.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odn5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.